So let's move on and talk about Hodgkin lymphoma. And John, maybe you can begin by summarizing where we are right now with maybe the most important recent development in the field, the use of the antibody drug conjugate brentuximab vedotin.
So brentuximab vedotin, obviously, I think has really changed the way we think about relapse Hodgkin lymphoma. This was an agent that was approved by the FDA for use in patients who relapse after an autologous transplant. And in that group of patients, the response rate exceeded 70%. About half of those patients obtained complete responses. And for that group of patients, the durability is quite long. I have a patient who was on the original pivotal trial who remains free of disease. He's been at least 3 years now out of treatment, and it begs the question as to whether it might even cure some patients. Obviously, when you have such an active single agent in a refractory situation, there's interest in moving it up front, and therefore a group of investigators did get together and perform a phase one study trying to incorporate this with ABVD. The original study had to be modified because of an overlapping pulmonary toxicity observed when bleomycin and brentuximab were given together. When the bleomycin was removed and the brentuximab was essentially substituted for bleomycin, that regimen was very well tolerated. And of course, it's hard to look at efficacy in a phase one trial, but there was certainly a signal that the PET negative rate and durability looked quite favorable.